You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Welcome to episode 5, season 8 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynoldson. How's it going, man?
Back in the groove, baby.
3-game win streak. Feels good.
Feels normal.
It does feel normal. Watching that Dallas game felt, well, by the second half, I was like, oh.
First half was scary.
Yeah, exactly. And then second half, I was like, kind of starting to feel like myself.
Yeah.
It was nice. Broadcasting as always on Raptors Republic. RaptorsRepublic.com. Shout out to those guys.
Get your sixes. Come get your sixes. We got a six from here. Six over there. Six from the six.
Drake, here's your royalty money. Any news with the global ambassador?
Something's coming, man. He keeps posting in front of mixing boards. That's every post from Drake now. It's him sitting. He's got the Philips Hue lights on. You know what I'm saying? It's a little fluorescent pink in there, and he's ready.
Very nice.
He said it's coming out January, and we're running out of time, so.
Yeah, you're right.
But he's big enough where he'll just fucking drop it. He don't give a shit.
You know what was kind of cool? And maybe you mentioned this before, but I don't know, zoned out or wasn't paying attention or something. But I didn't realize their practice jerseys have the OVO logo where the sponsorship
is. Oh, it's a slow takeover. This is the second year in a row now, I think, we've had
it
that.
It looks fucking sick.
Well, wait till we get fucking that Sun Life bullshit off and Drake gets it.
But if they get the OVO logo on, are you fucking kidding me? That will be... just great.
You think it's enough for free agents to want to come here? Yeah, let me.
It's gonna help. It's not gonna
hurt.
Get
that owl shit.
It's not gonna hurt. And then I would actually be like, hey, can I get the OVO? Can I get it? Can I get the patch with, you know, because no one wants the Sun Life patch.
No.
But I bet you people would buy with the OVO patch.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, for sure. Those ones would sell more than the plain ones. I can almost guarantee that. I have never bought a single OVO piece of clothing ever.
No. Well. Do you remember there was the one guy that used to work at in radio that all he did was ever wear?
Oh, I remember. Well, we're not. I remember that.
He's
always too. Even
every day, every single
parties
day.
He's got it
all
on.
He wore.
Yeah,
that's all he wore was OVO.
And you know
stuff.
He bought it. Drake didn't give it to him.
No, of course not. Are you kidding me?
Thing one.
Right before we started recording this podcast, the Alex Len era, the Alex Len Toronto Raptors era, I should say. Came to an end.
It might be the era. It might be the full era.
It might be the Alex
I don't know where
Len
he's going.
Era. So it's funny because when I walked in, I said that, and you're like, dude, a trade is for sure going to happen right after we were done recording.
Yeah, something's going to happen.
So he was let go right before we started this. No trade has happened, but there is an open spot on the roster. Looking back on the Alex Len era, what was your favorite memory, if you have one?
Being so high that I had to squint to make sure that wasn't JV on the team. That's my favorite moment.
He looked like a far more trim Jonas Valanciunas. Not talent. He didn't have talent.
No. He's not. Just
not
eyes. Just eyes. Not his game. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. In a suit or something.
Yes.
Would have loved for him to get a DUI in Wasega, though, before he left town.
For me, it's always going to be that inbound play where he didn't clear the line, which is like... I don't think I've ever seen that in the NBA or even heard of. You have to be bad at basketball to not.
Or so in your head.
Something.
And know that you're doing bad and you're like, oh God, I gotta get something right. I gotta get something right.
Like you can't inbound the ball after a basket. Just you know what? You're going to get released.
Yeah. And you have a lot of practice doing that. We're getting whooped up. They're scoring a lot on us. So.
Unreal. It's like way back in the day. When I was growing up, there was, I believe it was called the WBL, and the Hamilton Skyhawks were part of it. The Halifax Windjammers.
Halifax Windjammers.
Yeah, but it was like it was this basketball league, and they were trying to make it happen in Canada. And one of the rules was, I believe the limit for height was 6'8". No one could be above 6'8".
What?
Yeah, and they did stuff like inbounds, like that Alex Len play, where it was like you could just like run and grab it and inbound it on the fly. Like, it was very loose, you know, but they're trying to incorporate all these, you know, unique rules to draw fans. I went to a lot of Hamilton Skyhawks games.
Man, it's like hockey shift changes. Guys just
hopping
exactly.
off. Yeah, exactly. 100%.
It's amazing.
Stuff like was like that. And I still have my Hamilton Skyhawks mug to this day, it's my favorite mug, but it is so faded that you can't really see anything anymore. But man, like Lee Campbell was a Hamilton Skyhawk. He was one of my...
I don't know who that is.
Oh, man. Well, you know, a lot of people didn't know who they were, but...
But it was, I didn't know this league existed.
Yeah. No, it was great. There was a time when it was awesome. But they had, like, that reminded me. I mean, if it comes back, Alex Len is a natural fit to the WBL.
That's where he might be going after this.
Honorary Hamilton Skyhawk, whether he knows it or not.
There you go, buddy. Keep violating the inbounds. Hey, man, New York Knicks single-handedly won the game for us, Alex Len. Thank you very much. We needed that.
Yeah, you're right. The first win of the season.
Alex Len, big part of it.
Thanks, Alex.
Lost the heart and soul of our team. What will we do now?
Do you think he's going to get picked up?
No.
No.
From what? That sample? Like, no. I hope the best for him. Thank you for your service, sir. Happy you're not on our team anymore, though. Opens up minutes for Chris Boucher. Give him more.
I mean, it's him and Baines. That's it. Those are our bigs.
That's all we got.
That's all we've got. Couple people, speaking of bigs, though, was wondering what you thought. I saw like a couple of posts on different Raptor Twitter accounts, but they're like, hey, man, Cleveland got Jared Allen for, like, they're like essentially like Dante Exum and a draft pick. And they're like, why didn't the Raptors do that? Like, why didn't they offer? And there's a lot of back and forth, but in my head, I'm like, dude, they didn't give up Jared Allen for Dante Exum at a draft pick. They gave him up because he was part of the Harden trade. Like, it was, yes. There was so many other...
Yeah, yeah. All that is because of Harden. Exactly. It's not they did that individually. That would never have happened if Harden wasn't going to the Nets.
Just wanted to get on the record saying that.
Okay, yeah.
Because there's a lot. There's a lot. There's a lot of that that's on not social media. And I was like, we're smarter than this. No one thinks that, really.
Social media, we're not.
Yeah, well,
I'm starting to learn a lot of social media. Like, they're 22 years old and live at home with their parents, and they just fight with people on the internet. That's what I'm learning.
Interesting.
Man, fucking pandemic's affecting people. Rough.
It is. It is.
Stay strong, guys. Stay off Twitter.
You too, Alex Len.
Alex Len, God bless you.
We got two things. That's what I'm looking for. Thing two.
The positive to come out of this. I mean, the Raptors are absolutely flying right now. Three-game win streak.
We're learning how to win games again,
There's
man.
Moments. There's yeah. moments where you're like, that looks like the team I love.
Yeah.
But Stanley Johnson has been, after Chris Boucher, arguably the most pleasant surprise of the season.
Yeah. Everything, from everything, Stanley, he just plays so hard. Yeah. And everything he's said on, you know, in the media and stuff has been perfect.
Yeah, I like his personality a lot. I like what he says.
Dude is... Where's Stanley Johnson? We should have looked this up. Where the fuck is he from originally? Stanley Johnson. Because he has like a very like laid-back surfer kind of attitude.
You're right. That's a good point. Well, he did sort of... after Luka threw that elbow on him, at him, in the Dallas game...
Luka being a pussy.
He kind of was, which was a little surprising.
He's a little pouty, huh?
Yeah. Stanley Johnson was asked about it after the game, and he's like, nah, whatever. Like, he's just kind of joking around, you know what I mean?
We're here to play basketball, not hug.
And I didn't hear this, but you were saying that someone said, hey, you shut down Luka, and he was like, nah, it was the system.
It's a system. And he's like, no, we're going to have to agree to disagree. He is from Anaheim, California.
There, buddy, you nailed it.
Right on, but he's got the vibe. He's got a laid back fucking surfer vibe. I love it. OG said he's not surprised that he's good. OG was like, he's basically me.
They do look a lot alike when you're watching from a distance. Like, when it's the camera zoomed out.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He's got the Kyle Lowry, like, booty, fat ass, and then he's OG's head.
He also said he's not light in the butt. One of the greatest quotes. that's the best quote this year, for sure. I'm not light in the butt.
Man,
and everything's like, I get paid money to play basketball, man. I'll do, you know what I mean? Like, I love this kid.
He says the right things. He plays great, and he hustles, and he doesn't make excuses. He's just like a Raptors like dream, really.
It's cool to see, because like, no one, you know, the rotation is kind of shoring up now a little bit, but it is cool to see Nick Nurse trashing fucking everybody on the team at the beginning of the year.
He did.
To, you know, if you want to fucking play, you're gonna have to play defense. And these guys are getting shots, dude. It's
except Matt Thomas.
I don't know what Matt
What's
Thomas
going on
did,
with
dude.
That, eh?
I don't know.
What is going on with that?
I do.
There's something personal happening there, man. There's more than...
Dude, he really hates the way that guy plays defense.
He, like,
But Matt Thomas is, like, when you watch Matt Thomas come in the game, watch him, watch his stance when he plays defense. It is one of the funniest things you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, okay. I'll pay attention.
Dude, deep, low squat. It's like when, you know when Nurse is on the side, like, get down in your stance, get down. It's that, but his arms are kind of behind him.
He might be broken.
Dude, it's like the Naruto run. Like, his arms are, it's nuts.
He might be broken. Mentally,
I hope he gets in. We got to start blowing out some fucking teams a little more.
Did he even get in the Dallas?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did get in at the end.
He did.
Didn't remember that. All right, I didn't even know. That's the thing. I didn't even notice the guy.
You know, this is strictly from watching. You know what? I don't know why my mind. I feel like the Raps ignore Utah sometimes. Utah was open a couple times for three, and they looked them off a few times.
Interesting.
Obviously, you'd rather fucking Kyle Lowry taking a shot than you would Utah, but just something I noticed. Because these guys also have to win the confidence of their teammates, let alone a coach, right? Like,
of course.
So maybe we're not, you know, we're getting there.
We're in a better spot than we were the last time we did a podcast. Let's say that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, hell yeah. We resemble, we have pride, goddammit. Like, we're...
I think that's why so many of us get so mad and agitated when they play like shit, because you see them like this and you're like, this is who you are. And it's not like an expectation of like you've got to shoot like 60% from three or something. It's just like, no, but shoot 45 consistently. Like, don't shoot 30, you know. Like,
just,
don't,
it's a,
don't collapse every fourth quarter.
Yeah, like, play with composure and passion, that's all. Like,
play like you're capable of.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
you know?
Live up to, because the standards are high now. I mean, we've been a winning franchise for 8 years.
Yeah.
So when we're losing, yes, we're going to lose our fucking mind, because this is, we haven't experienced this in 8 years.
Agreed. And there's just so many guys that are capable of it, you know, where you're just like, it's like you, but I've seen you do this. Like, I know you can do this. What's going on now? Stanley Johnson is a nice addition to that.
Yeah, man. He's picking up the slack from some other people on the team that are
that segues nicely into thing three.
Thing three.
I gotta say, we've all known, love it or hate it, Raptors Twitter is a force online. Like, it's an absolute force. But it's been like that even before the Masai Ujiri era, I'd say. Yeah. Even like I remember back in the day, like Zach Lowe and like different people would always bring up on podcasts or articles being like, the Raptors fan base is crazy.
We are
crazy
maniacs,
so much so that we go back and forth on the goods and bads, but essentially have shut down or shut up the Aaron Baines superfan Twitter account. Like, it's, the Baines fan club is not in a good place.
I feel bad for whoever runs that, dude. You don't deserve to,
dude.
To like, it's weird because it's like, it's people attacking this account. Like, the account really thinks Aaron Baines is fucking Michael Jordan.
No.
Like, they don't realize it's tongue-in-cheek, dude. Like, come on, guys. It literally is. It's like a fucking comedy Twitter account, and you guys are like, this guy's a fucking piece of shit. How dare you? What's wrong with you?
Even me, though, sometimes when, you know, knowing that it's clearly, like, obviously everyone knows it's a parody account, but I'm just like,
I don't think everyone knows that, man.
Oh, yeah, maybe, possibly. But even knowing it, sometimes I'm like, yo, now's not the fucking time, all right? Like, it is not the time.
That's part of comedy. It's timing, right? And obviously they don't have the best timing sometimes, but I find it hilarious. Like, tweet more when we're getting fucking destroyed. Tweet out some Bane shit. I love it.
It's great, but it's just so funny. For a while, it had gone silent. It's a little more regular now. It's coming back, but it's just...
Well, they had a big fight. They got in a fight on Raptors Twitter this weekend.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this.
Man. It was so they issued... Listen to what the fuck we're talking about. The Aaron Baines fan account issued an apology...
Unreal.
Dude,
I didn't even know it went this deep. I just assumed that is so
because
funny.
They tweeted a stat line of Pascal's rookie season and compared it to one of Baines, and people lost their fucking mind. They lost their mind so much so that they, like a notepad, like,
oh, that's good.
You know what I mean? Like, they dug up old tweets and
that's good. That's great. Yeah, I just, I mean, if anything, I noticed it had gotten quiet for quite a bit. I didn't know about specifically about that fight. Mm. That is goddamn hilarious. One of the biggest parody accounts in the NBA. Like, what, you know what I mean? Like,
it's huge.
Shot the fuck down. Just like, you don't. Now's not the time, Aaron Baines fan account.
Shut the fuck up, we're losing.
Not the goddamn time. But it's nice to know they are back up, and that's hilarious about that whole.
Yeah, you just leave them alone, guys. They're just there for a good time. God, we can't have anything good.
But again, it is, you know, shout out, love it. And, you know, sometimes we hate Raptors Twitter, but it's consistently.
It's entertaining.
We're goddamn insane, I'll say that.
Good or bad, it's worth a look, that's for sure. I would say about 60% of active, like, super tweeters right now are just hopped on. Just hopped on the bandwagon, you know what I mean? A few years back. They haven't been.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I know we can tell is, like, when you and I were putting out a few tweets in, like, the first half of that Dallas game, and I was just, like, I noticed who was on there, and I was like, these are our people. You know what I mean? These are the people that are watching this.
Instead of.
Piece of shit game right now.
Yeah.
It was just such a bad game. We're 3-8 at the time. Terrible game on a whatever the fuck day it was, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But we're there watching it.
Yeah.
You know? Because I'm like, of course I'm watching it. What?
Well, you know what else? That's great you brought that up, because I'm pretty sure the Nets and Bucks played the exact same time as us.
Yes, they did. Yeah, exactly.
So we know who's really a fan, or if you know, which is nothing wrong with that. You can be a basketball fan. And of course, if you're just a basketball fan, you're watching fucking Nets and Bucks. Yeah. You're not watching Raps and Mavs.
Probably not.
Right?
Of course.
But we're fucking psychotic.
Yes.
And I turned on that game after our game was over. Like, I didn't have it both going at the same time. Yeah.
No. I had it on the goddamn cable. I was just there staring at it, watching it. Like, the lunatic.
But
I didn't even cross my mind. I was like, of course I'm going to do this. Like, my girlfriend's like, want to do something? It's like, no, they're playing we're playing the Mavs tonight at Tampa. I can't. I got things to do.
My girlfriend knows. Like, no.
Yeah.
We can, we don't need to. The Raptors are playing today. We're not doing anything.
But go
for a walk by yourself.
I do like those moments, though, where it's like, you know, you see the people like Swarzley, or, you know what
Assad,
I mean?
Yeah.
Assad, like, there's just these different people who are like, oh, yeah, we've been here together for a long time, and it's just like, it was like a very nice moment, I guess, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also, shout out to Assad. Hope you're doing well, buddy. I don't know if you still listen to this fucking podcast, but.
Yeah, I might not even listen to the podcast.
You're great. Yeah. He did it one time. We had a half court shot competition at one of the, and I drilled it. I hit him with the fucking Jamal Murray bow and arrows.
And
then they beat us in the game by like 40, because he's
that's
a 7 foot tall brown man with a ratchet.
You just while we're doing this, a couple more, like the Greek Geek always hits us up, 40 and dunking, midlife vertical.
By the way, I want to give a special shout out. That dude made me laugh fucking hard when he wrote, I'm zoning out. Do you find yourself zoning out watching the game?
Yeah.
And he tweeted back. He's like, box and one, ? I'm like, buddy, that is one of the most fire responses ever.
Good. That is very good.
Yeah. Loved it.
Of course, Casey Bannerman.
Shout out to Casey. God damn it. Release the sweatpants, brother.
Sean Conrad. Chris Molnar. There's just, you know.
Gavin Bush.
Yeah, Gavin Bush. There's just a bunch of us that are. Once Masai Ujiri and Kyle Lowry and everyone are gone next year, we'll still be watching this fucking team like psychopaths.
Still be here.
Tweeting it as if we're on a run to title number two.
It's not like you can't. I don't know. To me, that's what being a fan of a team is, right? Like,
mm-hmm, absolutely.
I'm confused at the people that don't do this and call themselves Raptors fans. What's going on here?
It's just burning off the bandwagon, really, which is nice.
Like leeches, buddy.
Really is.
Get them off.
Thing four.
This came out today, right? The profits thing we're going to talk
yesterday
about?
Yesterday. The day before, yeah. Recently.
Toronto Raptors are 10th.
10th in the league.
League profits. Making money.
We're fucking making money, man.
They're making bank.
And that's just the Raptors. That's not MLSE.
That's not MLSE.
Yeah.
That's just the Raptors.
It's a big difference, because MLSE is fucking making money.
They're making a lot of money. Absolutely. So we're 10th. The ones ahead are the obvious, you know, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Nets, the Knicks, Houston, Dallas, Miami, Boston.
I think those.
Who are we forgetting?
Golden State.
Golden State, of course.
Golden State's second in the league.
Of course, that makes sense.
Above the Lakers, though.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, they're second in the league. It's
Who's
the Knicks.
First?
Knicks. Knicks are $5.42 billion. Golden State is $5.21 billion.
Oh, it's the value of the team. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got you. I thought it meant like how much money they were making. But yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Team value. But we're 10th, though.
We are 10th.
Which is?
We are valued at $2.55 billion.
Okay, so.
Ballmer could buy us in a day. No problem.
Yeah. But there is no reason, with all this being said, that MLSE can't offer Masai Ujiri and Bobby Webster whatever they want, is what that's coming at.
Yeah, I mean, we know this. Are we just putting pressure on them? Because we fucking, you got the money, we know.
Of course, that's what Masai Ujiri is doing. Like, he's like, no, you're going to pay me. Which he should. He deserves, of course. Yeah, but he's like, yo, why wouldn't I wait till I can go to the open market and then get my real money, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's for business-wise, it's smarter if Masai just chills and
waits.
Of course,
absolutely.
Because someone's going to get desperate and fucking some shit ton of money and maybe, you know, shares in the fucking company or who knows. But you, for a businessman, you wait. You wait till it's the absolute height of what you can get and then you pull the trigger.
Yeah. Absolutely. And again, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but it's like, remember you said Bobby Webster's contract's all but locked up?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck happened to that?
I don't know. Bobby said so himself. Just kind of waiting.
I mean, those guys have all the leverage in the world, as we know. But now, seeing that the team is worth $2.5 billion without the Leafs even included, is fucking...
Or the Argos.
Yeah, or TFC. But just them are a top 10 franchise in terms of revenue. Besides Jerry, as he's got all the power in the world.
Dude, you come into your job, you exceed expectations, your contract's up.
Yeah.
Bring me the fucking bag, dude. Bring a boatload of fucking assets. Give me money. Give me fund my Giants in Africa. You know what I mean? You can reasonably ask for these things.
Yes, and they should give them to him. Because why do you think the team
without hesitation?
Why is the team worth $2.5 billion? Yeah. It's that guy. It's
100%.
You know what I mean? Like that. He's the guy that got you there.
It's the fucking architect, man.
Yeah, pay him.
It's the Oracle.
Hey, Mister, Thing Five.
The chicken update. We established something because we were going to get the spicy chicken that was the talk last week, but then we realized, wait, we got to have a spicy category. We can't compare a spicy chicken to a Mary Brown's and a Popeye's chicken sandwich. That's insanity.
Mm-hmm.
We're not idiots. Right? So we got to categorize this stuff. So a couple things. The plan was this week was the in place of the spicy chicken, we were going to go with A&W.
Try the chubby chicken.
Chubby chicken, right? A lot of A&Ws in Toronto. I don't know. I mean, there used to be a ton out west when we would do shows out west. Toronto is fucking soaked with A&Ws. Like, it is bananas. So I was like, hey, let's put them on the map. Let's give them their shot, right? You can't order online through Google like you can with, you know, I did it with Mary Brown's, did it with Popeye's.
We're talking outside of Uber Eats and
yes,
Foodora and Skip the Dishes. We're talking
exactly
straight from the fucking source.
Exactly.
Right.
We tried to do that. They're like, no, you need to download the app. I'm like, okay, fair enough. I'm committed to this. I will do that for you, A&W. So I download the app. Then you get the app. It says, okay, now you got to create an account. I'm like, I've got the app. But I'll jump through your hoops, A&W, because we are, again, taking this chicken sandwich search very seriously. So I create the account. Then I go make the order. Chicken sandwiches. Pow. Place the order. It says, you need an account to place this order. I'm like, yo, been through this, A&W. Set up the account. I'm on your app that I just downloaded.
Thought it was all. Yeah.
There's a lot going on right now that I've completed, A&W. They're like, no, you need to set up an account. I'm like, what? So then I shut the app, open the app back open, and try and log into my account, which, by the way, I have the email verification that I have an account now with A&W, okay? So there's not, because let's be honest, I could easily screw this shit up. Like, yeah. I wouldn't put that past me or anything. It could be my problem, my screw up. So I'm like, you know, I check my email confirmation. It's like, yep, you're good to go. They emailed it to me, so obviously they've got my email address. Right,
right from the bear himself, the A&W bear.
Exactly. That roly-poly fuck. So I go.
The bear looks like DeAndre Jordan.
Ah, yeah, I could see
Dude,
that.
Dude, DeAndre Jordan's eyes are very close together.
Huh.
Very close together.
That's yeah. Now
there's
that.
No way that dude has any peripheral vision.
Like Patrick Patterson.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Interesting.
Watching the shit out of those movies, huh, Patrick?
Very closely. So I go again. Open up the app. Try to log into my account. It says you don't have an account. I'm like, I've got the email verification. It says I do. A&W.
On multiple fronts.
Okay.
I got an app and email.
Log in again. It says no, password's wrong. I'm like, buddy, I just fucking did this. I know the password. Nope, password's wrong. Log in again. Put the password back in. A&W app. You've been blocked from this account for 30 minutes. What the fuck?
We just want chicken.
How are you blocking me from an app that I'm trying to give you? What are you blocking
Take
me from?
My money.
I'm trying to
chicken.
Give you money. And you're saying, no, you can't even order from us right now. What fucking level of like cyber attack do they think I'm going to complete
yeah.
by logging into their app? They don't even have my credit. They have nothing. There's no credit card attached to the thing. There's nothing. They blocked me. So guess what? A&W, you're out.
You're out. You're not in it anymore. You're
fucking out.
Don't fucking tweet us about anything, A&W.
It's not happening. You ain't involved in this shit.
I got a soft spot in my heart for Buddy Burgers.
Not anymore. I think we'll get fucked.
Yeah, get
unless
fucked.
You're getting them in person. You're not getting them on the app. I'll tell you that right now.
Unbelievable. Just trying to get a chicken sandwich, A&W. What's going on?
So A&W is the fuck out of this chicken sandwich.
A&W got Alex Lend. Get out of here. Thank you, but no thank you.
Exactly. So, call an audible. Go, you know what? Let's get the Wendy's. Oh, what's it called?
Classic homestyle chicken sandwich.
Classic homestyle chicken sandwich. We're not going spicy. We will one day when we open up the spicy category, but let's get classic homestyle. Got that. Was able to order through Google. Everything was great. Thank you to the good people at Wendy's. Dave Thomas, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
The chicken sandwich itself is great.
Very good.
No regrets.
Just like I remembered.
I would get it again. It's very
I have
good.
Not had the regular one. Like when you go to Wendy's, it's always...
Oh, I always get spicy.
It's too. Always the number six. Yeah, you always get the spicy.
Exactly. This was good though.
It was nice.
Price-wise, it was on par with Popeyes and Mary Brown's. They're all kind of in the same category, so that was fine. The bun was a bit...
Bit wet.
It's a bit lacking.
Mm-hmm.
It was not as good as Popeyes or Mary Brown's.
Not sturdy enough, I found.
Yeah, a bit squishy.
Yep.
You know? The chicken itself was awesome. I was very happy with that.
Very tasty. Good amount of mayonnaise. That's that's a big deal. Not
it's
enough sauce on a lot of chicken sandwiches, but
it's a very big deal.
Wendy's didn't fuck around.
And to your liking, there were no pickles.
No, get fucking pickles out of here. But they put a tomato, man.
There's a tomato and lettuce on this one.
Lettuce was from someone's shoe. It was not the freshest of lettuce.
It was not the best lettuce, no. But again, personally, I would say I was happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
No regrets. If I went to a Wendy's and they were out of spicy chicken, I would order that and be happy, be content. I still think Mary Brown's and Popeye's are 1-2, Wendy's is 3.
I'm not mad at that.
Which seems counterproductive because it feels like we're just going in order. But I mean...
We're trying. Shit, it's not our fault how you make the sandwiches.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to...
We're just eating them.
Shake shit up just for the sake of shaking shit up.
No.
You know what I mean?
Like, God,
this
no.
This is we got to take something serious in our lives. So I think... And oh, by the way, I feel fine now. We
yeah,
ate about
I feel great.
45 minutes ago. No regrets. Don't feel like gross.
Yeah. You also made the classic Wendy's mistake of...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I ordered medium combos, which comes with like a gallon of soda. Like
that's an American sweet tea to your head right
hell
there.
Hell yeah. And I ordered ahead and everything was great. Went in, walked in. The woman's like, here are your cups. She pulls out these fucking whiskey barrels of like.
Yeah, Culligan Waterman jugs of.
Yeah. So they are American sized. I'll give you that. But all in all, very happy with the Wendy's chicken burger. The bun doesn't match up to Popeyes or Mary Brown's. The chicken is close. It's very close.
Smaller. It's a lot smaller breast.
Interesting. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
No steroids on this chicken.
No.
This is
free range.
Free range. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
The chicken is a sprinter. A lot of running for this chicken.
The lettuce, you know, could have been better. The tomato was a nice touch.
Yeah. Do you remember... I don't know if this was just a Scarborough thing, but there was like, I don't know, it was like 4 years ago, but Wendy's just ran out of tomatoes. And literally, they had to write it, like, no. And post it on the drive-thru. Yo, bro, sorry.
No, I do.
You're
not
going to get no fucking tomatoes on your chicken sandwich.
That is for sure a Scarborough thing. That's
amazing. Yeah, I don't know. Man, if they cut off Scarborough's delivery of tomatoes or something for a while. But yeah, I remember that. Like, what do you mean no tomatoes, bro? What?
No, I definitely
So good to see they got their tomatoes shortage sorted
good
out.
For them. That's great. They're on top of that. And again, no hard feelings, nothing really bad to say.
No, it's just tried and tested, and it's
great.
It is what we thought it would be.
Yes. Really looking forward to the spicy competition because I feel like they've got a leg up and have a real good shot at winning
the
spicy division.
Yeah.
But they're a very solid three seed.
Yeah, that, I mean, it looks like it's going to be a match between Wendy's and Popeyes in the spicy category. I think that's pound for pound is shaping up to be a nice fight.
Yep. So far, so good. We've still got A&W's dead to us. You're gone.
They're out. They're out of the competition.
We'll still check out KFC. Chick-fil-A, not happening.
We're not doing Chick-fil-A. Listen, you don't want to include the gays? Well, we're not going to include you, too. How does it fucking feel?
Get fucked, Chick-fil-A.
Keep your chicken and your hate to yourselves.
Yeah, you homophobic fucks.
Goddamn, you're Jesus chicken. You won't serve chicken on a Sunday?
We ain't supporting you.
I'm sure Jesus would love chicken regardless of the day he was eating it on.
But just the background with their anti-LGBTQ stuff. It's like, we don't got time for that shit.
No. We do not support you and your delicious hate chicken.
Yeah. Doesn't matter how delicious that chicken is. You can get fucked. Oh, the Harvey's chicken. That's another one. Original chicken.
Oh, buddy. And we're getting from Hooker's Harvey's when we do get that. That's from the
OG.
The Mecca.
The OG, Hooker Harvey's.
Mecca of Harvey's.
Couple people have suggested Burger King. Your thoughts on Burger King?
No. Dude, who would someone who tweeted?
Multiple,
I gotta,
we've got multiple tweets about
I want to talk to this
Burger
person by name.
Yeah.
This was James Saunderson, sir. He said Burger King chicken sandwich is the best chicken sandwich. Hands down, he said. Ooh. Hands down, like it's a goddamn Dashboard Confessional song.
Whoa, that's a throwback. That's good.
Buddy, my hair's long. I'm feeling really emo these days.
Speaking of that song, that's when that was out. That's when I was working in radio in downtown Toronto. And the BK was a lot of our go-to because it was the only fast food.
Yeah, but you're not getting chicken from Burger King.
Oh, we got the chicken. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. The veggie burger, too, by the way, at Burger King is really good.
I've never had a veggie burger in my life.
The veggie burger at Burger King is surprisingly really good.
The Burger King chicken is the long...
It's a long one,
No. Oh, it's gross. Oh, my Lord. That sandwich is disgusting. I haven't had any a lot of... Like, I had it one time because it was... And I was like, no. Because I just compared that directly to a McChicken, and a McChicken is way better. Than a Burger King sandwich.
Okay. Is the McChicken getting in on this? I guess we have to.
Oh, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think my girlfriend's going to like me saying this on podcast. But after the game, I had a couple tequilas last night. Okay. Right? And as you do.
Go to McDonald's.
Fucking Uber Eats a McChicken. And it was hot. Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking, like, the lettuce was fresh. Dude, it was amazing.
Really?
Oh, my God. It was good. But I was hammered, so to do that, a proper assessment, I'll have to do it sober.
Okay, all right. McDonald's, Harvey's, Burger King, unfortunately, is not going to make the cut.
I'm not doing Burger King, man. Well, we cut Chick-fil-A, we cut A&W. So in the fast food, the cheap tier of this competition.
Yes, McDonald's.
It's McDonald's.
Harvey's.
And Harvey's that is left.
But right now... I guess the power rankings kind of, again, it's gone in order.
They stay.
Mary Brown's 1, Popeye's 2, Wendy's 3. Oh, KFC, of course.
My God. How KFC. Could I forget? They're new and improved.
Someone was yelling that at the podcast as we were saying that. So screaming.
We got KFC left to go.
Okay. KFC, real quick, do you do the Big Crunch or just the...
No. They have a new one, Barry.
Good Lord.
They have one because everyone's rah, rah, rah about Popeye's. KFC's like, hey.
Whoa, okay. Maybe that's where we're going next week.
You think you're the only people that can give fucking steroids to your chicken? We grow ours without heads, son. You know what we can do?
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Thing 6, many tricks.
Twitter questions. thank you to everyone who hit us up with questions. We got some good ones.
Yeah, you guys are wicked, man. Thank you. There's some hilarious shit, too.
Let's get it started. C'est la Vish. Vish Khanna. Shout out to Vish.
Shout out to Vish, buddy.
Vish is a great dude. He also has a podcast. He's a writer. Follow Vish Khanna on Twitter. You can find him in our replies. He's a great dude. He has a great podcast. He's a very good writer. Anyway, he says, is that fried chicken sandwich place still open on College? I know what he's talking about, buddy.
Oh, I know what he's talking about.
You and I went to that after... Dude, it's fucking legendary,
buddy.
This one.
That's PG Klux. That is the next tier.
Oh, that's
PG. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, the one that's attached to the Royal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's PG Klux, bro. That's the OG. That is that's the next tier, though. That's not.
Yes, yeah, that's not this level.
That's a $12 fucking sandwich, and we'll get there when we. Well, we're getting there, though. We'll get there.
But yeah, shout out first of all to Vish for bringing that up. But that is the jam right there.
Yeah, PG Klux is still there. And the jalapeno honey chicken sandwich is nuts.
Anytime you come to the city of Toronto, if you're not from Toronto, or even if you live here, get your ass down there because it is fuck. Is it open during the pandemic?
I think of Uber Eats is the... Unbelievable. I don't know. The pandemic has been going on for like 7 years, it feels like. So I don't know what the fuck is happening. Yeah.
They didn't have chicken when the pandemic
started. Yeah, well, back when in my day, you get to catch the chicken yourself.
Steven. I'm Ukrainian, and today's news makes me a bit sad. Was Len good so far this season? Hell no. Could he have gotten better? Maybe. Back to my Tuning Tuesday lunch. Squeezing in the KFC.
Appreciate it.
Shout out there. That's nice. The Len, I mean...
His fellow Ukrainian man?
He's saying Len could have got better? Maybe.
Well, how? He's not good at basketball. How is he going to get better?
He could have got the Bugs Bunny juice.
Yeah, Mike's Secret stuff.
I don't know.
No, I'm not. I don't know. I don't care. No, he's not good. I'm not even gonna pretend, dude. I'm happy he won't play.
Okay, Marcelino, how are you guys feeling? Way better, right? Siakam did miss a field goal at Dallas game in the fourth quarter, so I'm happy for him. Think Barry is gonna get my name correctly this time. To be fair, my name is Marcelo Menez. Menez?
Yeah. No. Sorry, Marcelo. It's not happening.
My bad. I'm sorry, Marcelo. But my handle is my nickname. Oh, okay. Like Leandro Barbosa is Leandrio. Okay. He's basically dumbing it down for me because I'm an idiot, but his name's Marcelo. And anyway.
And he's been here for a long time. Shout out to him,
too,
man.
Yeah, shout out to Marcelo, too. He's been around for a long time. Yeah, of course. Yeah, we are happier, I think. And Siakam's had some flashes.
I did
like Jack Armstrong calling him out, though, quite a bit during the Dallas game.
Did Jack Armstrong get a shit ton of psychopath replies in his Twitter when he did that? I bet he didn't.
Exactly. But he's like, hey, man, you're getting paid. You got to deliver.
Like, and that's what we've been saying this whole time.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, Jack Armstrong is the truth. We all know that. Mm-hmm. But, yes, feeling good. Three-game win
streak. We are feeling, man, we can't feel bad. We're winning games. That's all we want. Learning how to win with this new group, and I'm pumped.
It's been enjoyable. Winston, Smith & Wesson, also been around for a long time.
Chris, that guy's name is Chris Bridget?
Yeah. I've never been to Osmo's, and there's finally one here in Ottawa. Should I go? And if you say yes, what's the first thing I should order? I have not been to Osmo's. You shit your pants after Osmo's, I believe, is what you said.
Yes, I did. It fucked up my stomach. It was good, though. Going down. Woo! Tasty. Chicken on the rocks, by the way, Chris, if you're venturing. That's what you get. You get the chicken on the rocks, and they put, like... fucking four different sauces on it. It's really good.
Wow.
But you gotta be close to the toilet there.
Okay. Eat it at your home base is what you're saying.
Eat it on the toilet. Get a TV tray, sit down, stream the game, buddy. make a night out of it, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Get a mini fridge in there.
Amazing. Oh, hey, speaking of sponsorships though, I realized this watching this past week. TSN has KFC.
Right.
Sportsnet is Mary Brown's. It's fucking layers, man.
Fucking chicken Illuminati.
There's
shit
some
happening,
depth
dude.
Happening. And Chris Boucher's the trifecta coming from St. Hubert.
Out of province chicken.
Gosh darn believable. Casey Bannerman. Shout out to Casey.
Casey.